Let us start with the halachas of the proper time to light halachas Neres Chanukah. So the time which the Gemara gives us needs to be explained, but we need also to see if we can translate that time which the Gemara gives us into our reality which we are doing here when we're lighting, especially in Chutz Laretz. So the Gemara gives a time. The Gemara says Mishatishka Achama, from the time that the sun has set, until there's no longer people walking in the marketplace. They didn't have any street lights. Even after the sun sets, for a period of time, there's still light on the streets. So people would take advantage of that. Some people would still take advantage of that opportunity to use the light and still be moving around outside. And after that point in time, you would have very few people walking around at nighttime. Now, since the Gemara says that the appropriate place to light is outside of the house, Mechalikas rather means the doorway of the home or the doorway of the chutz are going out to the street. But since the appropriate place is to light outside, therefore we understand that the main purpose of the lighting is for the people to be mefarsim the nes, to publicize the nes of Chanukah to the people which are outside. So it makes a lot of sense that the only time that applies is once it's getting dark, so people will notice the lights, number one. Because when it's daylight, people will not notice this light. It's too light outside to really notice it, on the one hand. On the other hand, it doesn't make sense to light after there's nobody in the street. So you're given a very specific time to light, but it starts getting dark until it's too late. It's too dark that there's nobody going to be in the street. The question is, since here in Chutz Laretz we're lighting inside, do we apply the same rules over here as well? Now, the Gemara does talk about a case of lighting by a window. A person who lives lives in a second floor in Aliyah, and he doesn't have a doorway out to the outside, so he lights by his window. We need to explain, is the lighting which we're doing here in Chutz Laretz, is that the same as the lighting by the window which we had Bizman Chazal, or is this something else totally? So the Gemara gives a third option of lighting, besides the case of lighting outside, or lighting by the window when you have no doorway. The Gemara says at the time of when there was a gzera, sakana, was dangerous to light in a way that was visible. You could light al shulchanai v'dai. You light on your table and that's enough. That's all you have to do. You don't have to light outside. You don't have to light by the window. You're lighting your table. So that halakha is clearly not to be a farce on the nes to the people outside, because they're not going to see it, they're not going to be aware of it. That halakha is for the Bnei Abayis, for the people which are inside the house. Taking that concept, what are we doing nowadays when we're lighting by the window? We have doorways to the outside. We're not in Aliyah, so why are we lighting inside and why are we lighting by the window? So the simplest understanding of what we're doing is we're saying that even though right now we're not living in a time where there's a sakana, but since this is Chutz Laretz, Golus is a time where that comes and goes. They left the halakha inside, but they said in a time where there's no active sakana, you should light by the window as well. So the Ramah understands that means that even Bizman Hazeh, which we're lighting by the window, the main halakha is for the people inside the house, not for the people outside. The Shulchan Aruch, however, seems to say that the halakha, when we're lighting by the window, is going to be for the people outside. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the appropriate time to light, like the Gemara says, Mishtishka Chama, Atzitikla Ragam and Ashok. The Ramah says that's a milo. It's something appropriate to do, but it's not required in halacha because the Iker halacha, the Iker lighting is for inside. For the Bnei Abayis, as long as the Bnei Abayis are there, you can light later on. He does agree that there's a milo to light earlier. The Shulchan Aruch does agree that if a person did not light earlier, but he can light later, which the Gemara does not give you that option. To light later, the Mora says once you lose that time, it's it. But since you're lighting inside, and there are Bnei Abayis, if you do not light earlier, you can light later as well. So that being said, according to the Ramah, the main halakha for the Ashkenazi, the main halakha is for the people inside the house. Lighting by the time which the Gemara gives is only considered advantageous. It's not considered something which is necessary, and a person can light later on. So therefore, if a situation where it comes the proper time to light, which we'll see what that is tomorrow. But the Bnei Bayis are not there yet. So the Pesach for Ashkenazim, you should wait till the Bnei Bayis come home. So if a person's home but his family isn't there yet, he would wait till his family comes home in order to light the Neiris when the Bnei Bayis are there. The second half of this equation is the question is, the Bnei Bayis went to sleep already. What would be a situation when the Bnei Bayis went to sleep already? It's very late already, they went to sleep. Can he light? So the Magen Avraham says, no, after Chatzos, if the Bnei Bayis are not awake, And after, even if they are after Chatzos, it's too late. There's people normally sleeping then. That's not the time of Hadlaka. The Shabur brings from the Chabad Moshe. The Chabad Moshe disagrees and says, what are you going to do with a person who lives by himself? He has no mitzvah of Hadlaka. He says, even such a person does have a mitzvah of lighting the Neiris. And therefore, even a person does not, the Bnei Bayis are not available, they're asleep, or they're not, and he can't awaken them. He can light till the time of Alois HaShachar with a bracha, even though he's only lighting for himself. Have a good morning.